It's Friday, October 1st, A.D. 2021. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A Chinese Christian man in China's Shaanxi province was taken away and given an administrative punishment, reports International Christian Concern. According to a prayer request shared on Twitter, around noontime on September 28th, the local authorities took Niu Wenji, a Protestant Christian, away over their charge he was in a, quote, cult, end quote. Brother Niu refused to sign the administrative punishment, and the police decided to detain him. The police took his biometrics, height and weight, as well as his mugshot. During the investigation, he was asked about his church and the co-workers there, but Niu refused to answer. Given the detention center was full, he was released at night on bail. Please keep the believers in Shaanxi, China, in your prayers. A federal judge who fined undercover pro-life journalist David DeLeiden $16 million for exposing Planned Parenthood's aborted baby body parts trade is facing accusations of illegal and unethical financial connections to a party in one of his cases. The Wall Street Journal identified U.S. District Judge William Orrick of California as one of 131 federal judges who broke the law by hearing cases in which they or their immediate family had a financial interest. The law requires judges to recuse themselves. The Center for Medical Progress, founded by DeLeiden, documented that conflict of interest between Judge Orrick and Planned Parenthood. First, while in a leadership role at a San Francisco Family Resource Center, Judge Orrick helped open, run, and fund a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic in partnership with the Family Resource Center. Second, Judge Orrick and his wife together donated significant financial resources to the partnership between the Family Resource Center and Planned Parenthood. Luke 12, verse 2 declares, "There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known." Conservative commentator Matt Walsh confronted the Loudoun County, Virginia school board meeting on Tuesday night, reports FaithWire.com. Walsh's remarks centered on a measure the school board approved in August, requiring all teachers and staff members to refer to children using their so-called preferred pronouns. They also approved a policy to permit students to choose to occupy the locker rooms, restrooms, and sports teams primarily populated by the opposite sex.
"I would thank you all for allowing me to speak to you tonight, but you tried not to allow it, yet here I am. Now, you only give us 60 seconds, so let me get to the point. You are all child abusers. You prey upon impressionable children and indoctrinate them into your insane ideological cult, a cult which holds many fanatical views, but none so deranged as the idea that boys are girls and girls are boys. By imposing this vile nonsense on students to the point even of forcing young girls to share locker rooms with boys, you deprive these kids of safety and privacy and something more fundamental too, which is truth. If education is not grounded in truth, then it is worthless. Worse, it is poison. You are poison. You are predators. I can see why you try to stop us from speaking. You know that your ideas are indefensible. You silence the opposing side because you have no argument. You can only hide under your beds like pathetic little gutless cowards, hoping we shut up and go away. But we won't. I promise you that."
A team of scientists in India have developed a thermostable variety of insulin, which eliminates the need to keep it refrigerated, reports SunnySkies.com. This development is being hailed as a scientific breakthrough. They successfully introduced a matrix of 4 amino acid peptide molecules inside insulin molecules, which prevented solidification of the insulin molecules when not refrigerated. While traditional insulin needs to be kept at an ideal temperature of 36 to 46 degrees Fahrenheit, this new variety would be able to withstand a temperature of up to 149 degrees Fahrenheit. And finally, emotions ran high for outspoken Christian Filipino boxer and Senator Manny Pacquiao as he announced his retirement from boxing in a video posted on his Instagram and Facebook pages on Tuesday, reports the Christian Post. Pacquiao, who became a pro boxer in 1995, holds the record as the only boxer to hold 12 world titles in 4 different decades. Pacquiao is also the oldest fighter to win a world title and the only fighter in history to win titles in 8 division weight classes. He is finishing off his 26-year boxing career with 72 fights and a record of 62 wins 8 losses, and 2 draws.
God is good all the time. That's why I give all glory to God who made it happen. I always believe that in God all things are possible. Without Him, I am nothing. He is the one who gives me the ability and strength to accomplish all those things. The Lord gave me overflowing blessings. I could never thank Him enough.
1 Corinthians 10, verse 31b says, "Whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, October 1st, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.